Good morning. In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayera, there's a pasuk that says, Vayashkem Avraham ba'oboker elamakom asher amad shames pnei Hashem, that Avram Avinu woke up early and he went to his designated place where he would typically, the Gemara tells us, daven, and that in fact, says the Gemara in Brachos, is the source for a makam kavua, having a designated set place when davening. In fact, the Gemara says as follows, Kol hakoveya makom letfilaso, anyone who has a set place to daven, Elokei Avraham be'ezro, the God of Avram will assist him, and when the person passes away, the Gemara continues, they will say about him, the eulogy will include a anav, a chassid, this person was an anav, this person was a chassid, he was a talmid, a student of Avram Avinu, because he had a set place to daven, just like Avram. And then the Gemara asks, Avram Avinu menalan dekava makam, where do we know that Avram Avinu had a set place to daven? And it brings our pasuk, Vayashkem Avraham baboker el hamakom asher amad sham, that Avram would go and daven in the same place each and every day. So our topic is makam kavua, but this is a topic we covered less than a year ago, so we're going to do a related topic as well. We're going to actually combine two topics, and the first one is makam kavua. The second topic is apparently unrelated. The issue now that we're getting into winter is if somebody is in a public area, for example, a shul, a base medrash, or on a bus, and some people want the window open and some closed, who makes that decision? Is it opened or is it closed? What's the connection between these two topics? Because the connection is as follows, and this is ultimately the question that we'll have to answer at the end of the week. If somebody has a spot next to a window and he's cold, but people want the window open, is he permitted to move his makam kavua or not? Because we're supposed to stick with our makam kavua. In fact, can the people force him to move his makam kavua to a different location? Well, he'll be warmer in the shul and the base medrash, so they can open the window. So we're going to be covering the two topics, the concept of makam kavua. Then we're also going to cover who has priority in opening and closing the window. And ultimately, we're going to combine those two, and we'll see with the confluence of those two topics, we'll try to answer our question. So does the person have to move? Can he be forced to move from his makam kavua because that window is open? He's cold, or can he insist that window has to be closed because he wants to stick with his makam kavua? So in fact, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin says we're talking about makam kavua, yikva ba makam letfila. So we should have a set place for our davening. And we should not move it unless there's a need. Litzorach is the word of the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues that when we say makam kavua, we are not only talking about having a designated room, a designated shul, a designated base medrash, a designated place to daven, but within that, also we have to have a designated area to daven. So that is a makam kavua. I said carefully, a designated area, not a designated seat, because the view of the Magen Avraham, and this is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins as well, that the concept of makam kavua doesn't limit us to one seat. That's my seat and none else. That's my makam kavua. But in fact, it's a full four amos in circumference around that seat. So that's 6 to 8 feet, approximately 2 meters all around. So that's a significant distance. So if somebody's sitting there, a guest, in shul, in your quote-unquote makam kavua, that's not your makam kavua. Your makam kavua is in the entire area around there, including that seat. So best to find another seat and let that person daven there. So when it comes to moving a makam kavua, the Torah's language is as follows, shelo yishaneyu, we shouldn't change our designated place, imlo letzorach gadol, unless we have a real need, not just letzorach, it's a tzorach gadol. There are others that have the text of the Torah is not letzorach gadol, but letzorach mitzvah. For the need of a mitzvah, one is permitted to change his place. The Shulchan Aruch that we quoted below is a little bit different. He doesn't say letzorach gadol, but rather letzorach, if there's a need. If there's a bona fide need, somebody can change his makam kavua, and the Orach HaShulchan has a somewhat different formulation. He says you should not change your place, your makam kavua, ella letzorach gadol, you have a real need, or kishemuchrach lasot chein, or when you have a need, a real necessity to make a change then you can make a change. So that's the concept of makom kavua, when you can make a change, when there's a real need, a bona fide need, letzorach gadol, letzorach, kishemuchrach lasot chayin. Okay, now we're going to go into the second topic. This topic is going to take us a few days, and Emir Tashem, at the end of the week, is when we will get back to our specific question about having to move because the window is open or closed. So when it comes to opening of the windows and closing the windows, so oftentimes people have different sensitivities to the climate, to different physical temperaments, and the question is, some people are hot, some people are cold, some people want the window open, even if it's in the dead of winter, some want it closed, some want it closed in the summer, some want it open, so how do we make a decision? So Rav Nevinsal of Yerushalayim, the Ir HaAtika, the Rav of the Atika, was asked this question. I'll quote it. B'makom tzibori, if you have in a public area, kagon beis medrash, like in a beis medrash, a shul, sheyesh rotzim lachalon patuach, v'yesh rotzim sagur, some people want that window open, some want it closed, eich machria, how do you make a decision? So he answers as follows, five words with the default, nahug, we are customarily follow the formulation as follows, shebechoref, it's in the winter, if it's in the winter, so green, we shut the window, ubekayitz boschim, and in the summer, we open it. This, again, is assuming that there's no heat or air conditioning on. So he's simply saying what our default rule is, in the winter, when it's really cold out, we shut the windows in order to maintain some heat inside, and in the summer, we open them up to get some air in and hopefully get a breeze in, so to cool down the heat on the inside. So that's our default. There are a number of poskim that agree, go in that vein as well. Rav Schlesinger says as follows, and we're going to see different nuances or additional information along this way. The next two poskim that we're going to quote agree, summer, windows open, windows closed, but we'll see additional information. So Rav Schlesinger says as follows, Min ha-ga'olam ladun bazel lefi hazman. So the Min ha-ga'olam is that we make the decision based on the season. But kayitz, yigaver, harotze, chalon patuach, in the kayitz, in the summer, those who want it open, they'll decide. Bechoref, yigaver, harotze, chalon sagur. Just as we said before, in the winter, those who want it closed, we're going to follow their desires. Vim huzman benayim. However, what if it's in the middle? We also have other seasons that are not totally hot like the summer, totally cold like the winter, but in the middle. For example, spring. Spring is in the middle, or fall in the middle. So he says as follows, Yimtza pshara b'neim, they have to look, work on a compromise. Ubivad shelo yagiu lidei ktata. The bottom line is that they should not be fighting. So they have to work in an amicable way to find a way that is going to make people reasonably satisfied with the decision. The Mishpatei HaTorah adds on some points. Again, he says, Bimei HaChoref, the din is when in the winter months, we follow that if somebody wants it closed, we close the window. Afilu imrov hanimtzayim becheder rotzim shachalom yisher patuch. Even if the majority in the room want the window open, we will even follow the minority to close that window in the winter. And bimei akayitz, in the summer months, hadin im mishirotza liftoach et achalom. When it comes to the summer months, we follow those who want to open that window, and even, as he says, as similarly, afilu im rov hanimtzayim becheder rotzim liskor et achalom. Even if the majority of the people want to close that window, we follow the minority, because the default is, in the summer, the windows gets open. And then he adds on a very interesting point. He says, and we're going to follow the minority, even if that decision will cause somebody in the majority a health problem. It doesn't matter. We have to stick with our default. So the default is, if anyone or a minority of people want that window open in the summer, the window gets open. And in the winter, it's going to be the reverse. The window is going to be closed. Now, that's where we are so far today. And Emir Tashem, we are going to continue in a similar vein, but we're going to see different approaches to how we make this decision. How about if it's going to cause severe health issues to some people, even if they're in the minority? How about going after the majority view all the time? And then we will talk about turning on air conditioners and heaters, and we will try to crack the code to get an answer to our question by the end of the week. Have a wonderful day.